Hey, we're back on Downtown here on a Thursday afternoon. Rich Kimble with you. Our next guest is the author of the book Just Move and the producer of the documentary series on PBS, The Art of Aging Well. We're going to learn a little bit about how to do that as we welcome in Jim Owen. Jim, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm sorry I'm out of breath, but all that drumming got me in the dancing mood.
Well, you're staying active. That's the key, right?
We say just move, you know.
Absolutely.
I love that music.
Well, I really enjoyed your book. I watched the episode, I think it's the first episode of the documentary series, and it's great stuff. And, you know, you're older than I am. I'm older than dirt. But it's mostly a matter of, I often think, it's an old saying, age is just a number, but it really is a matter of your perspective in many ways and your attitude.
Rich, you're 100% right. I think it's at least 90% attitude. It's just your attitude about getting older, and some people get older and, oh, life is behind me, you know, it's all downhill. I say BS to that. I don't believe it. It's not been true for me. And yes, you've got to maybe change your lifestyle a little bit. But it's not like, you know, you have to work out 2 hours a day or follow some, you know, extreme regimen. No. It's just about the way you look at life. I like to look at it through a positive lens. That's all I can say.
Well, one of the things you talk about in both the book and the documentary series is the importance of getting active, starting a program, being consistent. And I think it's in the film that somebody says, look, the best time to start was 20 years ago. The second best time to start is today.
Is today, exactly. And Rich, I have to tell you, when I turned 70, it's really ironic that you would be doing an interview with me about successful aging. When I turned 70, I was in awful shape. My lower back was killing me. Both knees were shot. I was about 35 pounds overweight. And Rich, I had no energy. And I remember like it was yesterday. I looked in the mirror. This is on my 70th birthday now, and said, so this is what old age looks like. And Rich, I told my wife, I said, sweetie, I'm worried about getting old. She said, sweetheart, don't worry about that. She said, what's important is you still got game. And she said, unfortunately, the game is bingo.
Ouch. Well, science is helping us to live longer lives, but science can't help us as much as we can help ourselves when it comes to the quality of that life.
Rich, amen. I think I should be interviewing you rather than vice versa. What you're saying is absolutely true. And that's why it's called the art of aging well. If it was a science, then there would be, you know, one path. Everybody do the same thing. Well, there are many, many, many paths to take. But there are some similarities. And in my case, when I said, you know, I've got to do something, and I didn't know what to do. And I started a walking camp. Anybody can walk, okay? And if this is really, I shouldn't even say this to your audience. This is really embarrassing. But when I turned 70, I literally, Rich, could not walk 2 blocks without huffing and puffing. That's how bad off I was. You know, I'm going to have a heart attack. I took what I call a 30-day challenge. And I just made this up, Rich, and I just said, you know, I'm going to try. I'm not going to worry about how fast I walk, how far I walk, how fast. I'm just going to move, you know, my legs for 30 days. And what was amazing is about a week after I started this program, I maybe walked, you know, I don't know, maybe, you know, 7 blocks. But I was in awful shape, more than most folks in your audience, I'm sure. And I mean, it's because of Jim, do you have any qualifications? Are you an expert? Oh, yeah, I'm an expert on what not to do. But Rich, I was a certified couch potato. And what does that mean? Well, the average American adult sits between, would you believe, 8 and 11 hours a day.
Oof, and boy, that's the enemy, isn't it? It's more than anything else. It's that sedentary lifestyle that's so easy to fall into as we get a little older.
Rich, once again, you're ahead of me. It's exactly what it is. It's a sedentary lifestyle. And I don't care who you are, what you do in life, if you, you know, sit hunched over in front of a computer. I'm not a computer guy, by the way. I'm a Luddite. But if you do that, my wife loves a computer. She and I are not good friends. Let's just put it that way. But if you sit on a computer, if you sit and watch Netflix or whatever, maybe even read a book, but you've got to move. And when I say that, I'm not talking about you have to have a gym membership. You have to spend a whole lot of money on equipment. I'm just saying, get off your rear end, as you say, and just move. If all you do is walk around the block, you'll be better off. But, Rich, back to what I was saying, I literally, at the end of 30 days, I felt so much better and had more energy. And that's in 30 days. And my tip to your audience is, don't worry about what you can't do. Just do what you can. Start from wherever you are and take, as I say, small steps. Over time, Rich, small steps add up to big strides. It's absolutely true.
We're talking with
from walking, and all of a sudden, after a month, now I'm not saying I was in great shape or I lost 20 pounds. No, I just walked. That's all I did. But that got me in the habit of doing something active, whatever that means, 5-6 days a week. And that was sort of that's how I got started. And, we took the next steps. But if that's all your audience does is get off the couch, out of your favorite chair, and do something, okay? And I'll be even small, as I say, bites. I call them movement bites. If all you do is walk around the block for, 5 minutes, just do it once a day, maybe twice a day, 3 times if you have the time. But don't worry about what you don't do. Just do something. And my wife gets so upset with me, but I do have some rules. Okay? I can't help it. Rule number one is, Rich, in my case at least, don't let 2 days go by without doing some kind of physical activity. Again, does not mean lifting heavy weights. It can mean whatever, playing golf, kayaking, mountain hiking, in your lovely state. I mean, with all the stuff there is to do, just walking, in beautiful Maine. I've been to Maine a number of times. It's gorgeous. How can you not want to get out in the open? Just being outside is going to help your mood. It's going to help you feel better. Maybe even look better. I don't know. But that's what I believe is true. And when I turned 80, by the way, I was in the best shape of my life. And that just goes to show, I'm now 82, but it goes to show you, if you just do simple, things that anybody can do, so there's no magic to it, Rich. There's no secret. What's the secret? Well, people in the fitness industry, I'm not, by the way, in the fitness industry. I'm not selling protein powder or anything. I'm not a trainer. Or anything like that. I'm just an ordinary guy. But one day my body said to me, Jimbo, if you don't get off the couch and do something, okay, you're going to pay a price. And to me, the price, I came across one statistic, Rich, and maybe you've seen this. I think it was Mayo Clinic or maybe Harvard Medical School. But this is not 10 people out of Denmark. This is like 100,000 population. If, that's the big if someone makes it to 70, okay, out of a very large population, Rich, you can expect to live, are you ready for this, another 15 years. And I thought, if I feel and look this bad at age 70, can you imagine at 80, I shouldn't say this probably to your audience, but I mean, I could see, there's a wheelchair or something in my future. And there may still be. I'm 82 now. But I'm just saying that there was, if you don't do anything, you're going to go downhill. There's no question about that. Can you turn back the clock? I never said that, but you can sure slow it down.
We're talking with Jim Owen here on Downtown, and we know about the benefits physically from getting up and moving, getting a little bit of exercise. But as you talk about in the book and in the film, there are also some wonderful mental benefits as well. And you can fight, we all worry about the physical breakdown, but it's the mental breakdown too. And one of the best things you can do is keep active.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. This is what most people who, quote, exercise don't really understand. The payoff from working out, and I've worked out, hour a day, six days a week, whatever. But the real payoff is really more than physical. It's also mental, your attitude, okay? There's a big payoff from that. And when I say attitude, I don't just mean fighting all, putting off Alzheimer's. That's a byproduct. But for me, attitude meant I've come a long way in my transformation. And to me, the biggest payoff probably wasn't physical. I said, well, Jim, what do you mean not physical? No. It was the confidence, the can-do spirit, as I call it, that I can handle or deal with whatever life throws at me. And, Rich, this is a feeling that no couch potato will ever know. So to me, it's like you suggest, it's the mental, as in attitude, mindset. And as you get older, and by the way, Rich, and I don't mean to be on a negative thing, but I don't know anybody who's 80, including me, that doesn't have some issues. So issues come with age. There's no getting around that. And maybe you have buddies or friends or whatever, neighbors. I don't believe it. I've never met anybody who's 80 or 82 or 3 that doesn't have something. Maybe it's arthritis in their wrist. Maybe it's, some more serious thing. But everybody's got something. And when you are reasonably fit, I didn't say Mr. America or looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not that I would want to look like him. I'm just saying, I know we all know how he got to his shape. He took, drugs and whatever. And he says that. But what it means is that the payoff is way beyond that. And there's a confidence or something that's mental and almost spiritual that comes with looking back over the transformation. And again, I took the long view. So I want to emphasize to your audience, this is not about, when you're young, getting more fit is looking good in the bathing suit. Nothing wrong with that now, by the way, okay? Or I need to lose 20 pounds. I'm getting married in, 6 months. That's great when you're 20 or 30. When you're older, it's about being able to go through your normal everyday activities and not get hurt.
Now, your wife is your fitness partner, and I think that's an important component too. How vital is the social connection that you make in getting out there and being around other people as you're moving? How big a dividend does that play in your overall wellness?
Rich, I'm gonna repeat myself. I should be interviewing you. You obviously, I'm amazed. I've never asked these questions. It is critical. So the what do you call it? Social relationships, and we're not talking about 50 associates. We're talking some good relationships. Okay, somebody that you can call in case the worst happens to you. And maybe it's 5 people, maybe it's, it's 10, but it's not like 50 people that like when you're back in school. It's critical. And I'm lucky. My wife, her name is Stanya, Stanya. And no, she's not Russian. She was a kid. We were both little kids from Kentucky, if you can believe this. And I think her mom was reading a Russian novel or something. We've been married, Rich, 53 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
And there's no, saying or, couples that exercise together, stay together. It's kind of true. She started working out about 6 years ago. And I want to tell you just a quick story, if I can, Rich. She grew up, a southern, a quote, again, she's a gentleman doesn't tell his wife's age, but she's roughly what I am. I'm not going to tell you how many years. I'm 83. I'm 82 years old now. Okay. And she was a Southern Belle. What we would call it, you know, in the old days, not today, of course. But her mom said, Stanya, and maybe her grandma said, Stanya, horses sweat, men perspire, women glow. They would not, her parents were very rigid. I'm not making this up. They would not let Stanya be a cheerleader.
Wow.
They said, ladies don't exercise. That's how she grew up. And this is now, this is the old days now. I mean, we're not talking about today. Okay, today the women can be stronger than the guys. We know that. But in the old days, that was a Southern lady. And she, but what happened was I started working out, and after 5 or 6 years maybe, I'll never forget, as long as I live, Rich, one of her best friends was on the phone with her, and she said, Stanya, Jim, I ran into Jim yesterday. Wow, he looks pretty good. She said, you know, Jim used to be a couch potato. Now he's gone from a spud to a stud.
Well, don't we all want to do that?
Listen, that's a bit of hyperbole, I'm sure.
Jim, before we let you go, I do want to ask, though, how do you stay motivated? Now, one of the benefits of aging is that I think you're a little easier on yourself. And if you have a bad day, maybe you don't get out and exercise, maybe eat something you shouldn't do. We're perhaps not as accustomed to saying, oh, well, it's screwed up. The fitness plan is done. But how do you get yourself out there to move on those days when you just feel like you'd rather be on that couch?
Rich, you've done it again. I probably get this question more than any other question. The answer is, when I feel like blip, I exercise. And what I do is say, you know, I'm just going to do 20 minutes. Maybe it's 10 minutes. That's all. Never once, Rich, have I not said, you know, maybe I'll do an extra 5 minutes, 10. I take all the pressure off. And I say to myself, you know, I'm only allowed to do 10 minutes of exercise. That's what I tell myself. And I've never once left an exercise, whether it's, you know, doing my strength stuff or cardio. I swear I've never one time left the workout that I didn't feel better than when I came in. Now we live in California now. We live in San Diego, La Jolla, and we haven't had awful weather here. But it's been, you know, rainy, but it's not been, you know, flooding like it's been up north. And, Rich, it was raining. I was probably the only guy that went out with an umbrella, you know, plenty of warm clothes, old tennis shoes, beat up, you know, jersey, whatever. I walked with my 45-minute power, I call it a power walk. I slept better than you could imagine last night. Why? It's just moving. So moving, you sleep better, you deal with stress better. Just a lot of good things. Again, I'm not selling anything. I'm just saying to people, if you just, I love the word try. Just try it. Just try walking. Try getting out in nature. You ask about working out with a friend or buddy. To me, my best workout, you know, let's call it physical activity, is walking on the beach with my wife and holding hands. He said, well, Jim, that's not exercising. Whatever you want to call it, it's getting out in nature, being with your best friend, the person you love, okay, on most days, and just having a good time. How far do you walk? Who cares? Whether it's 25 minutes or 20, you're out in nature, and you're with somebody, and you're just laughing and talking. If you would do that by yourself, even with a great view, you might get kind of bored after a while. So we do. You know, exercise together once a week. We do the same exercises. I may do a little bit more, you know, strength than she does. She's a lot more flexible than I am. No matter what I do, I will never be as flexible as she is. And Rich, you wouldn't believe her form. I'm stunned to see it. It's the form of somebody who's probably, 30 years old. No, I'm not joking.
The book is called Just Move, the documentary series on PBS, The Art of Aging. Well, it is all great. Now I know why. You're a blast to talk to, Jim. I wish we had more time. We'll have to do this again. This has been great.
Well, Rich, you asked the best questions. I got, without kidding, I've ever been asking an interview, and I hope your audience, takes some of this to heart. And again, just try. That's all it is. Just make the effort. Get out. Try. If it's not for you, it's not the end of the world. Maybe you can do something else. But you've got to get off the couch and move. And that's my message today. And Rich, thank you so much. This was fun for me. I hope it was for your audience.
Absolutely. Great to have you with us. Jim Owen here on Downtown. We got to take a little break. We'll wrap it up.